Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Brother Paxton, and I'm coming to you from the Paxton House here in Bona Vista, Virginia. We are at the tail end now of a week and a half of taping for television in Rockbridge County, holding intercession meetings, hanging out with folks, and just sharing the gospel with them. It's a very important thing to do, and one of the themes that has characterized this week has been trusting God in the dark times. Every one of us will go through dark times in life. We will go through hard times in life, and it's those times when we need to really trust God. It's pretty easy to trust the Lord when everything's going good, when everything's going well. There's a certain amount of trust involved there, but it really, really gets tested in the dark and lonely times of life. In Psalm 23, the fourth verse, it says, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me." There's many, many times in life when we will walk through circumstances that we're not dead, but we think, man, am I going to make it through this? Is this going to kill me? Am I going to die in this? We'll have those times in life when we think the whole world is falling down and everything is about to turn loose. But it's those times where we can know that God is right there with us, holding us and caring for us and guiding us through the dark times. Every follower of Jesus Christ will face days when our spiritual life seems to be mediocre. It seems like we're dry. It seems like we cannot sense the presence of God or whatever. It seems like our enthusiasm is dampened. And there are times, ladies and gentlemen, when we'll wake up in the morning and, you know, we just don't care. We just don't care. We have the temptation to feel that way sometimes because of life and because of the struggles that we have to go through. But what we need in those moments is a fresh experience with God. And that fresh experience with God will drive the darkness from our life. When we sense His presence anew, when we feel His touch again, it drives that darkness from our lives. No matter how our feelings and emotions change, God's love for us remains steadfast. It remains firm. It remains strong and secure. He loves us with an everlasting, unceasing love. And even though we might feel for a moment far from Him, He is always very close to us. One of the benefits of going through a dark time in life is to appreciate the light and the sunshine of God's love once again. When we experience it, God is able to use even the darkest experiences on our earthly journey to benefit and bless others. And I think that's another theme that's kind of weaved its way through this week and a half, is that we go through dark times and we experience what we would term life tribulation. Not the great tribulation, that's different, but life tribulation. We experience these things so that we can be a comfort to others. The Bible says that we can comfort others in the comfort where we were comforted, when we were hurting, when we were down, when we were struggling. And see, that's the purpose of our journey through life, is to point others to the Savior, to share the love of the Savior with all that we come into contact with. You know what? If you've never been in a ditch, you can't relate to a guy who's in a ditch. If you've never been on a sick bed, you can't relate to a guy who's on a sick bed. If you've never been put through the darkness of the valley and all you ever experience is mountaintops, and I know we would all love that. I would. We all would. But you know, it's in the valley, it's in the dark valley, where we really learn how to walk with Jesus. And then, when we come out of our dark valley, we can comfort others who are going through theirs. And that's what God wants for us. As His witnesses, it's more than just standing on a street corner with a Bible and preaching the gospel. That's great. That's important. It's more than standing behind a pulpit, which I do quite regularly, and preach the gospel. It's more than coming to places like this and making television programs. That's all great and good, but it's also getting in the trenches where people are hurting and bleeding, where humanity is dying, and sharing the life-giving balm, not only from paper, but from heart. And it gets in that heart when we have experienced the love of God. And where do we experience that love the most? It's not on the mountaintop, friend, as much as I would like to say that it is, but we experience His love and His compassion and His care the most when we are in the valley. And so let me encourage you today, from the Paxton House in Bona Vista, Virginia, 2016 prayer tour. Let me encourage you today. Whatever you might be going through right now, Jesus has your miracle. He has a miracle with your name on it. Jesus has your way of escape. He has your way out. But when He brings you out, take up your cross and follow Him. And go to where people need you and share the love that you experienced in the valley. Share that love with them in their valley, in their situation. We have to win these people to Christ. Time is short. Jesus is soon to come back. And are you ready? Let's go love people today. Let's trust God in our dark times. Let's trust God. Let's ask Him to burn the ministry from our darkness, that we can go out and touch this world for Jesus Christ. As I said in an earlier clip today, caring for others might just cure the world. In Jesus' name, bless you. Bye-bye.